Volvo S90, the last word in advanced technologies as standard. Volvo, proud sponsors of The Last Word on Today FM.
Michael Sheridan is with us for The Last Word on Wheels, and we're doing sort of a wish list of what parents have when they're thinking of buying a new family car. I would have thought the very first thing they were thinking of is space.
Space is absolutely vital. Now, the funny thing is, depending on how you wrap up your space, you can have a warehouse or you can have a plush mansion. So you can either go high-end, luxurious, premium brands and still have your space, but you're going to pay through the nose. Or the opposite end of things are van-based people carriers. And these are a very affordable way of getting into your sort of seven seats. So from maybe in the low 20s, you can get into something which has its origins as a van, doesn't look particularly gorgeous, isn't necessarily full of all the trimmings, but has tons of space and is something you wouldn't be afraid to take a hose to if the kids decide to have a mud fight or
something. It's not just actually the children, and I say this is the experience of a parent of five children. It's particularly when they're small, it's things like buggies.
Yes, space is absolutely
double important. Buggies.
And the size of them.
The size of them. And then just literally, if you're going on holidays, and I know for years we always holidayed in the country because we didn't want to have to fly with them all. But if you're suddenly having to take away your whole suitcases and stuff, at one stage we had a roof box on the Voyager, and then you end up can't get into various places because you got this damn roof box
and
on.
There's a bar across the car park and you're not allowed in. Space is critical, and the one thing that people fail to do is actually size up properly what they're going to put into their vehicle and see if the stuff fits. So bring baby seats, bring travel cots, bring the golf clubs, bring everything you can, bring the kids to the dealership when you want to see if you will fit in the car. Even if you're going to buy the car secondhand, go to a dealership and have a look at a new one and see if the space will work. Now, there's been a trend recently in the last few years to go towards this SUV crossover Jeepy kind of look for cars. The only downside with those is at the same price bracket in a regular car, regular hatchback, you'll get more space in the boot of one of those hatchbacks or regular cars than you will in the SUV, because there's always a trade-off for space when you're raising a car that little bit off the ground or giving it potentially a 4x4 powertrain so it can drive along in four-wheel drive. You lose some space and cabin space, and generally the boot space suffers. So boot space is vital first and foremost to check to make sure things
are fit. But you also have some cars have a literally underfloor spaces that you literally...
Your old Voyager used to have a thing the size of a bathtub.
Yeah.
You could lift up the boot lid and you'd see thing which you could fill, and you could bathe children in it. The Waltons would have had the whole family washed into the thing.
But you could put a lot of their stuff in there.
Yes. Now, the funny thing is, when you look at a lot of cars which are primarily aimed at families, a lot of MPVs, multi-purpose vehicles, you lift the boot floor and sometimes you'll be horrified to find there isn't even a spare wheel. There's an inflation kit, which is something which is utterly anti-family friendly. But the good news is most dealers will give you a spare wheel or a space saver spare wheel for about 150 quid if you're buying one of these, because your mobility is what's really important and you need to be able to take everything into that vehicle. So boot size is absolutely important, far more so than treating yourself to the plush surroundings of something premium. You've got to be realistic and say, look, we're throwing in the towel. We might come back to a sports car now and again in the years to come. But when we have kids, the priority is being able to shift them and their gear safely.
Okay, listener says, rubbish. I challenge Michael to drive a Mercedes Vito Crew Cab and not like it. 5 or 6 seats, loads of boot space.
Now, again, that's a van. Based on a van, and there's tons of space and so on, but it's huge. You try taking that into a multi-story car park or try and take it into a parking space at your local supermarket, you'll have a very hard time. But for a lot of people, the van-based seven-seaters are fantastic because they give you seven seats which you can put seven... Or you can at least put 5 baby seats into them if you needed 5 baby seats or booster seats and still have room for luggage. So it's all about finding space. Space is your definite priority. But then after space, safety is vital as well.
Yeah, indeed. I think we had an issue. I remember being very annoyed that we actually had, and this is going back to 2006 when our fifth child was born, we actually had to change people carrier because the seat belt for the fifth seat wouldn't actually facilitate having reverse seated pram or whatever, baby seat going in there. And we actually had to upgrade to get proper safety straps. Now, I was furious at the time because having to buy a new car, and also we went up quite dramatically at the time in the amount of motor tax that had to be paid each year as a result of changing the model. But safety is the thing, I suppose. If you are carting children around the place, you want to make sure you have the airbags, you have side impact. And I think a lot of people like also being in SUVs, and like, because they're raised up off the ground,
so they've
well.
Got better vision of the road ahead. And what you'll find is that you've got full size MPVs, which can be very expensive, and you've got mid size MPVs. And many of those won't take three ISOFIX baby seats across the middle, but many will, like the Volkswagen Touran, the Citroen Grand Picasso, and so on. There's and a sister car. So it's making sure that whatever allocation of child seats you need fit, but also that there's room for expansion, because what happens with families is after one kid, generally another might come along at some stage, and you need to say, look, I need a vehicle that will be able to take this expansion and be able occasionally to take maybe the au pair or the kids' friends or whatever when they're in booster seats, do the school run and be able to take an additional passenger as well. So there's a lot of 5+2 mid-size MPVs which are fine for occasionally taking 7 people in total in the car, but they're not really the job. When you have, if you have a large family, if you've more than 3 kids, you really need a full-size 7-seater.
Okay, actually, it's an interesting point. You know, a lot of people don't think, because they might have 2 or 3 kids and they say that's the end of it. But also, you end up getting into things like, if you're getting into sort of sports runs for football matches on the Saturday morning, yeah, and stuff like that, and you suddenly discover that actually you need to have more space, because you want to be able to bring not just your own child or children, but all their friends as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So or the bike might need to go in the back, and that'll involve putting down maybe one of the seats to slot the bike in. And then, you know what, you'll be going past your favourite discount supermarket and you say, actually, we need to do the weekly shop as well. So it's got to be able to take a full shop, the kids and all of their stuff as well. So you really have to look totally at space, but start with the boot space. You can get huge boot space in regular cars, you know, for example, like a Skoda Superb or Skoda Octavia, any of these things, which would have over 500 litres of boot space. The equivalent SUV will generally have less, or else if you're going for something with similar size boot, it's going to cost you a hell of a lot more.
Durability when you're family. I mean, what sort of colours should you go for in your seating? Should you go for leather seating, as easier to wipe down if the kids get sick, that type of thing?
You know what? That's exactly it. The last thing you need is velour seating or Alcantara or velvet or fabric. You need something which has wipe down ability. There's been a
which
massive
they'll
increase.
Because they'll puke on it, or they'll get muddy feet
bottles,
all over it, or spill drinks
or
over it.
Our buttons melt. Crayons get stuck in it, projectile vomiting. One of the joys of being a parent, you'll find that this stuff could get everywhere. So wipe down ability, you don't want to go for a car which has beige carpets or cream boot liner. You need to be able to get something which is going to be durable. And there's a lot of fake leathers now. So leather as an option used to be about 2.5 or 3 grand to get leather when it was leather. But now it's these fake forms of it, which are really very good. And you can get that for less than €1,000, or sometimes it's on the next specification grade up, and it's very good value for money. And the wipe down ability of surfaces is a big plus point and a big thing to look for.
A listener that brings us something I've never heard of, you might be able to explain this. The Multimac will fit in most cars, 4 car seats in one, about €2,000. So is that something that you literally, where you might have 3 seats,
yeah,
you can actually put a sort of a different size seat in on top of the seats that would accommodate 4 children?
I'm not sure what that is. The legislation was passed not so long ago that you can only seat as many children as there are seats,
yeah,
proper seats for, and that each child then has to have an adequate seat which is certified for their weight and size and is positioned correctly and is fitted correctly. So we've become far more aware of getting the right stuff, and parents will tell you how they're nearly bankrupted by the cost of these things. Travel systems, which in the old days used to be called a pram, now cost thousands. And ISOFIX seats, which lock in and anchor in, that are fantastic and brilliant for your kids' safety, they can cost a fortune as well, but it's an investment in their safety.
Okay, listener says, I've had a Citroen Grand Picasso over the last 5 years, which is so much space, but I felt like I was driving a bus. I've just traded it in for a 152 BMW 2 Series Grand Tourer, which I absolutely love. Smaller than a Picasso, but still plenty of room, big boot and 7 seats. Lovely, Leather interior, automatic, looks beautiful. So happy, she
and,
says.
A nice, yeah, a nice little step into premium. Now that shares its platform with the current Mini as well, and it's a very good, and it's a front wheel drive. It was the first BMW front wheel drive that they made. So that's somebody taking a step into premium and treating themselves. And well done you if you can do that. That's brilliant. And even with that car as well, you have the option of electric folding rear seats. So when you're around at the boot, you've got the boot open, you can press a button, and electronically the seats will fold via a motor, and that's very cool.
Okay. Ford S Max or Citroen C4, says a listener.
So both both are, they're slightly different. The S Max is built on the platform that's shared with the Mondeo and the Galaxy, so you've got probably a larger footprint with that. So, and then the Citroen is based on the EMP2 platform. So one is French, one is from Ford, which was designed primarily in the UK as and Germany back and forth. So it's horses for courses. It's whichever you prefer. I know with the Gran Picasso, you've got three ISOFIX across the middle. I'm not sure if you have that with the S-Max, but you have 7 seats in the S-Max, and the S-Max feels like you haven't thrown in the towel as much, whereas the Citroën might be more stylish and might cut a better dash. You'll actually enjoy driving the S-Max a bit more.
This was prompted by a listener who's looking at an Auris Tourer Hybrid. Yeah. They have two children, both under the age of four, this couple, and want to know what you think of it.
The Auris Tourer Hybrid is a lovely machine. So that's the estate version of the Auris. So you've got extra boot space. And the thing with this is that what you really need to do when you do go for an estate is get the equivalent of a dog guard or a rail system, which can block off all of the contents of your boot from coming into the cabin if you did have a collision or if you did have any impact. But you would be able to take tons of stuff. And the Auris is a huge seller. The hybrid drivetrain is a mixture of petrol and electric. So it's very efficient. You'll get pretty much similar to diesel economy from it. It's nice, but it is a car. So you're going against the trend of everybody going towards SUVs.
Okay, listener here says, two middle-aged, middle-class old fellas talking about unaffordable cars for most families. We have a 2003 Avensis for three kids. Works great for us and for many others.
And good luck to you, and keep it going. Remember, just put decent tires on it and make sure your brakes are working and your brakes discs aren't warped and your springs and shocks. But you know the way to maintain that car. There will come a tipping point where you just won't be able to do it, and that's not your fault. That's the fault of the state, because cars are so heavily taxed in this country. It's unfair.
In anticipation of our third child, my wife and I just purchased a Citroen C4 Picasso, not a Grand Picasso, not a seven seater, but three full seats in the back for child seats, lots of space, very hard to find a car with three full seats in the back that's not a seven seater if you're uncomfortable driving something that big, which I am.
But it's funny that the Picasso, the five seater, is lovely because you sit quite tall and it's quite a vertical back, so you've got a very good amount of boot space available for you, and you also have that high driving position that everybody loves from SUVs. So cars like that are very sensible. In the same way, you know, Volkswagen Golf SV is an equivalent sort of that. There are some very good five-seaters with lots of load carrying capacity, but the trouble is when you want to bring little Johnny's friends.
Listener wants to know about the VW TROC.
T-Roc is probably too small for anybody with more than one child, because it's their new crossover. It sits in a category which is around the same price point as a Golf. The boot is quite small. So that's something where you're maybe when you're starting, if you're starting a family, would be very good. It's an enjoyable drive, but going down the line in terms of practicality, having boot space, you'd be better off with the larger Tiguan or Tiguan Allspace, which is their new 7-seat version, which is stretched.
Listener says, bring back the Fiat Multipla, ugly as hell, but very flexible and practical.
The nightmares. I remember presenting a car show years ago called Drive, and driving that one, and we were lucky enough to film kids beside us nearly bursting into tears when they saw the thing. It was so ugly, but it was beautiful and it was ugly. It had three seats in the front, three seats in the back, and it was about a centimetre shorter than a Golf. So it was quite short, the boot was tiny, and it was as wide as a Range Rover. So it was very weird sensation driving with three people in the front.
Okay, listener says the Volvo XC90 is the best seven-seater on the market.
It's gorgeous. It's pricey, but it is gorgeous. There's no denying it.
And another one, just to finish, any thoughts on the new Range Rover Sport Hybrid?
You know what? Everybody is going down this hybrid route, and while we talk of ministers losing the run of themselves and saying we have to only have electric cars by 2030, there won't be enough electric cars on the menu by 2030, but there'll be enough electrified cars. Everybody is hybriding up, to create a phrase.
Okay, actually, another one. It's a fair few in about insurance. Insurance could be an issue with the van-style MPVs trying to get a quote on a shuttle.
It can be tricky. So there's a Volkswagen shuttle, which is fantastic, which is their transporter van in passenger form. So, it's one of those things where when you're going in to talk to your dealership, ask them about insurance, because some of the larger full-size seven-seaters may have that issue. The smaller ones are readily accepted by the insurers. But check that with your dealership. They'll do everything they can to sort you out.
Thank you very much, Michael Sheridan. We've gone a bit over time and I need to get our movie people in. Thanks very much for joining us.
The Volvo S90. The last word in advanced technologies as standard. Volvo. Proud sponsors of The Last Word on Today FM.